We were always clearly a pair, we two friends. I was writing instead to see where my excess of desire would go, when a simple thing like falling asleep with my arm across a guy I loved meant I would buzz with anticipation of falling asleep all day. I tried to write in such a way that there would be room for that buzzing along my words, even if I did not always find room for it in my life. For the month of July, I stay in a room in an apartment in the Lefferts Gardens neighborhood of Brooklyn. There are two other people who live here, one a close friend and one an acquaintance. I share the room with a third friend, Simon. He, like me, thinks often of the breaking of ice or glass. In the living room is a small round table with a lamp at its center. Surrounding the lamp is a pile of individually wrapped candies. 30 or 40, maybe, all of them crisp and glistening blue. They are quiet until you touch them, and then they crinkle. The first time I walked up to Untitled, Portrait of Ross in L.A., I stood before the piece by Felix Gonzalez Torres for 2 or 3 minutes, a few feet back. A friend had earlier explained it to me, so I knew I was allowed to step forward and take a piece of the candy. I selected one wrapped in bright yellow foil. I knelt, lifted it, and fingered it for a moment before unwrapping. I placed it in my mouth. I sucked at the candy as I continued to look at the pile, slightly diminished. I felt for a moment an acute sense of loss and beauty, each indistinguishable from the other. The candy was very sweet, and it was melting. I have never properly lived in Brooklyn, but spend time here every season or two. I come to see the doctor who gives me the hormones that make my body different. New York is a city where people talk often of how it was. I glanced at the place for years, first in poetry and novels, then visual art, the idea of it suggesting something like possibility, so far from what I knew in small-town Michigan that it suggested I could be possible too. This spring, I came during an exhibit at the new museum titled NYC 1993 and made plans to attend the show with my friend Benji the day before his own opening in Chelsea. Instead, I stayed out the night before until sunrise, Jaeger bombs and drunken arguments with strangers, and slept into the next afternoon with Simon's arm slung across my body.